Time is running out for lawmakers to gather the votes required to override the vetoes of Governor Steve Bullock. Bullock vetoed the second highest number of bills in Montana history this year, a total of 71 bills. Lawmakers have the chance to override those vetoes with a two-thirds majority of both House and the Senate. The votes to override the governor's vetoes are due in the next couple of weeks. Capitol reporter Dan Boyce tells Getting Those Votes has proven a tough thing to do.
Secretary of State Linda McCullough says only those bills which received a two-thirds vote in both chambers the first time around make the cut for a potential veto override. McCullough's office sends out polls of those vetoed bills to lawmakers to vote again. If each chamber gets two-thirds again, the veto is defeated.
So they need 67 votes in the House of Representatives and 34 votes in the Senate. And they need to have both that number. So if they get 100 votes in the House, they still need 34 votes in the Senate.
24 of Governor Bullock's vetoes reached that initial two-thirds threshold to head out to lawmakers for polling. That's among the most in the last 10 legislative sessions. And a couple of these bills were initially passed by almost the entire legislature, like Senate Bill 344. It was passed by 100% of the lawmakers present in both houses on its final vote. 100%. The bill changed how the rules for how the Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks can buy land. Bullock said in his veto letter the legislation limited FWP too much and that compromise amendments supported by his office failed to pass. Many of the other vetoes lawmakers could override. Bullock says he killed for financial reasons. The bill really grabbing headlines here is House Bill 218, which would have created a fund of about $35 million to go toward infrastructure improvements in areas affected by the Bakken oil boom. Some of these eastern Montana communities are badly in need of upgrades to their sewer systems and roads, for instance, to handle quickly rising populations. The bill was sponsored by Colstrip Republican Representative Dwayne Ankeny.
This money wasn't just pork going somewhere. This money is needed money. There's people, families living in small campers out in the middle of farmers' fields. This money would have been used to put infrastructure in so affordable housing could have been built. This is about people.
The governor's office declined an interview for this story, with a spokesperson only saying the governor hopes the legislature understands the need for a balanced budget. In previous interviews, Bullock said the administration did pass millions of dollars in infrastructure funds for eastern Montana. He said vetoing Ankeny's bill was necessary to leave at least $300 million in the bank for unexpected emergencies and the next legislative session. Ankeny says he still has a good relationship with Bullock, but believes that veto was misguided.
I've told him time and time again, this $300 million, to put that above helping the people of Montana, that don't make sense to me.
Ankeny's bill received almost 95% of the votes of lawmakers when it passed. He is hopeful the bill has a chance to receive the two-thirds vote required in each House this time to override the veto, but he worries the governor's office will be pressuring Democrats to vote against it. It turns out, even though these vetoes received enough votes when they first passed to achieve the override, Secretary of State Linda McCullough says these overrides don't happen very often.
No, in fact, the last time it occurred was in the 56th legislature, which is the 1999 session, when the governor was Mark Roscoe.
The polls to override Bullock's vetoes close depending on when his office originally issued the orders. 5 are due on June 3rd. Another 19 are due June 10th. I'm Dan Boyce reporting at the Capitol.